Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A letter prompted talk of AI doomsday. Many who signed weren't actually AI doomers. In March, a viral letter called for a pause on AI development, warning that algorithms could outsmart humanity. But many experts who signed on did not believe the technology poses an existential risk. By Will Knight. This March, nearly 35,000 AI researchers, technologists, entrepreneurs, and concerned citizens signed an open letter from the nonprofit Future of Life Institute that called for a pause on AI development due to the risks to humanity revealed in the capabilities of programs such as ChatGPT. Contemporary AI systems are now becoming human competitive at general tasks, and we must ask ourselves, should we develop non-human minds that might eventually outnumber, outsmart, obsolete, and replace us? I could still be proven wrong, but almost 6 months later, and with AI development faster than ever, civilization hasn't crumbled. Heck, Bing Chat, Microsoft's revolutionary ChatGPT-infused search oracle, hasn't even displaced Google as the leader in search. So what should we make of the letter and similar sci-fi warnings backed by worthy names about the risks posed by AI? Two enterprising students at MIT, Isabella Struckman and Sophie Kupiec, reached out to the first 100 signatories of the letter calling for a pause on AI development to learn more about their motivations and concerns. The duo's write-up of their findings reveals a broad array of perspectives among those who put their name to the document. Despite the letter's public reception, relatively few were actually worried about AI posing a looming threat to humanity itself. Many of the people Struckman and Kupiec spoke to did not believe a six-month pause would happen or would have much effect. Most of those who signed did not envision the apocalyptic scenario that one anonymous respondent acknowledged some parts of the letter evoked. A significant number of those who signed were, it seems, primarily concerned with the pace of competition between Google, OpenAI, Microsoft, and others, as hype around the potential of AI tools like ChatGPT reached giddy heights. Google was the original developer of several algorithms key to the chatbot's creation, but it moved relatively slowly until ChatGPT mania took hold. To these people, the prospect of companies rushing to release experimental algorithms without exploring the risks was a cause for concern, not because they might wipe out humanity, but because they might spread disinformation, produce harmful or biased advice, or increase the influence and wealth of already very powerful tech companies. Some signatories also worried about the more distant possibility of AI displacing workers at hitherto unseen speed. And a number also felt that the statement would help draw the public's attention to significant and surprising leaps in the performance of AI models, perhaps pushing regulators into taking some sort of action to address the near-term risks posed by advances in AI. Back in May, I spoke to a few of those who signed the letter, and it was clear that they did not all agree entirely with everything it said. They signed out of a feeling that the momentum building behind the letter would draw attention to the various risks that worried them and was therefore worth backing. But perhaps it was a mistake to try to cover so many issues potentially raised by existing and recently developed AI in a letter that would inevitably be defined by its most outlandish and scary claim. Some AI researchers have spent the past few years warning presciently about the more immediate societal problems that large language models could cause, including exacerbating ingrained biases. Their concerns were barely audible amid the furor the letter prompted around doomsday scenarios about AI. The prominence of that apocalyptic strand of thinking was reinforced by a follow-up statement in May, also signed by many high-profile AI researchers, that compared the extinction threat of AI to that of nuclear weapons and pandemics. Neerit Weiss-Blatt, author of The Techlash and Tech Crisis Communication, who reviewed the MIT paper before its publication, says the letter and statement ended up serving the interests of the tech firms building cutting-edge AI because the focus on far-off worst-case scenarios makes regulators believe the technology is both incredibly valuable and hard to handle. All those professors, they're not thinking about existential risk at all, Weiss-Blatt says. But they lent their name to the extreme AI doomers. That's the real misinformation here. In the end, the letter asking for a pause on AI development may have done the opposite of what many of those who signed wanted. By making discussion of doomsday scenarios more prominent, the letter made it harder for concerns about less than superintelligent machines to win notice or inspire action. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.